Miracles are unseen reality. Miracles are unseen reality. We think about miracles as something very special, something very unusual, and something very desirable. And as we think about miracles as being the unseen reality, we are thinking about the desires and fulfillments in our life of the magic that makes our life exciting and wonderful. We have all sorts of wonderful things going on in our world. We have all sorts of wonderful things going on in our life that say to us that this is a fabulous world, a fabulous life, a fabulous experience that we're going through. It's something so magnificent, so exciting. It's a miracle. Yes. Well, whatever we feel miracles are, whatever we think that miracles are in our life, miracles are the unseen reality. They're what goes on in our world that we are not always aware of. We are not aware of them because we keep looking to the outer. We keep looking to the physical. We keep looking to what's going on in this world, what things are important, what things are going on in this world that we need to have to fulfill our life. And miracles are that. That's true. Miracles are that unseen reality, but miracles are much more. Miracles are what's going on in the field of magnetism, for instance, where you hold a magnet and you don't see the energy that's circulating around the magnet. You don't see what's going on in the field of that magnet. You don't have any idea. You just know that magnets have an attraction for certain metals and that they do certain things. But it's invisible. It's invisible. It's unseen. Oh, we have devices by which we can see it. We have devices by which we can tell what's going on in that magnetic field. But it's not in our normal vision. It's not what we see in our everyday life. We feel it. We live by it. It affects us. It touches us. It makes our lives exciting. It makes our lives fulfilling. It makes our lives complete. The magnetic side of life is really something very exciting to all of us. Our world is a giant magnet. And it has a magnetic field around it. And it has all sorts of other fields around it. And it affects everything in life. It affects our bodies. It affects our minds. It affects our thinking in every way. And the sooner we just take it as it is, which we have done all of our life, we just take it as it is because we don't know too much about it. As soon as we just take it as it is, and say, my life is filled with miracles, it's filled with magic, it's filled with unseen things that are my reality. Because that's what makes the world go round, this unseen reality. And this unseen reality is so wonderful, it's so exciting, but it's something that we have to just accept. It's something that we can know because we have the devices to see it, but not the everyday devices to see it. This is only when we have the instrumentation to detect magnetism and to detect these fields. But what do? We have something even greater than the instrumentation that detects magnetism, that detects the magic, that detects the miracles in our life. We have an inner wisdom which dwells within our consciousness, which is telling us every moment of our life that we are wonderful, that we are divine, that we are built for a purpose beyond what the eyes can see, the ears can hear, the senses can be aware of. We are built for something beyond that, so far beyond that that it's just beyond our imagination. And miracles are revealed to us through our imagination. They're revealed to us through our inner thinking. They're revealed to us through the magic of being who we are. I am divine. When you say that to yourself, you're saying, miracles are unseen reality in my life. When you say, I am divine, you say, you are expressing something so magical, something so exciting, that words can hardly describe it because you cannot see it, you cannot feel it, you cannot touch it. You are it. As every day we claim, I am magic. As every day we claim, I am divine. As every day we claim, I am wonderful. As every day we claim this again and again and again and again, as we affirm it and are aware of it, we call it forth in our being. It's there. It's there. It shines forth. It comes forth in abundance. It comes forth to us, each one, and tells us that we are wonderful, tells us that we are magnificent, that tells us, yes, miracles are an everyday occurrence. Yes, miracles are the unseen reality that takes place in my life, every moment of my life. And every moment of my life, I like me. Every moment of my life, I speak to the divine in me. Oh, I'm not only human. I hear that all too often. I'm only human, so I am limited. Yes, as long as we think we are human, and we think on the level of being human, we are limited. But when we think on the level of miracles, when we think on the level of magic, when we think on the level of the divine, then we are unlimited. Then we radiate outwardly all that we are within. This is the music that comes from the hearts and minds of composers. This is the poetry that comes out of the minds of poets who write and tell us what their thoughts are in words. This is what the feeling is in our heart when we love someone. That is a miracle. Love is so boundless. It's so beyond anything we can comprehend. But we know it's there. We know it's there, and we know that it's true, and we know that it's who we are, because we are the miracles of that unseen reality of love. The miracle of the unseen reality of caring. The miracle of the unseen reality of our divine self. And as we claim this and name this and know this, and as we are aware of this, and as we call it forth in our life, then it becomes something more real to us. We look at the aurora borealis, and we see this magnetic cloud in the sky radiating colors of various descriptions, and it's beautiful. And we look at it and we say, wow, that's magnificent. And that same aurora borealis, that same magneticism is going on in you and in me. It's flooding through your mind, your heart, your soul, my mind, my heart, my soul. It's flooding through all that we are. And it's the magic that we are. It's the wonder that we are. It's the excitement that we are. And it's all that we are. And because that's the case, because that's who we are, we see that miracles are our unseen reality. We see that light coming up in the morning and going down at night. We see that sound coming from near, coming from far. We see that all is who we are. It's the divine nature of you and the divine nature of me, and it's the divine nature everlasting. Call it forth in your life today consciously. Experience it in your life today consciously. It may be unseen, it may be that unseen reality, but it's yours now, waiting for you to claim it, to name it, to know it, to be excited by it, and live it constantly. just as I love you, I love you, I love you. It is the miracle of an unseen reality of my caring. But it's true. Yes, it's true. I love you. I love you. I love you.